Columbia's News Headquarters in New York, Bob Trapp speaking. This is the supreme hour, 7 o'clock Eastern wartime. The correspondents of the White House have entered President Truman's office. The Prime Minister of Great Britain is about to begin his broadcast. And so without further ado, we take you now to London. Japanese have accepted our terms fully. That is the word we have just received from the White House in Washington, and I didn't expect to hear a celebration here in our newsroom in New York, but you can hear one going on behind me. We switched to London. I don't know what happened. I'm not even sure whether you heard the first words of Prime Minister Attlee or not. I couldn't hear anything in our speaker here. With the confusion, suddenly we got the word from our private telephone wire from the White House in Washington. The Japanese have accepted fully the surrender terms of the United Nations. This, ladies and gentlemen, is the end of the Second World War. It is not, of course, the official VJ Day, but the United Nations on land, on sea, on air, to the four corners of the earth and the seven seas are united and are victorious. No details yet. The news machine's beginning to tick away after a brief pause. We did not get that information from the press associations. It came on our private wire from the White House. Now it's beginning to come. Bulletin AP. Washington, August 14th, President Truman announced at 7 p.m. Eastern wartime tonight, and it stops, flash, on the INS, or is it UP? MacArthur appointed Jap boss. Flash, MacArthur appointed Jap boss. Is that UP or INS? INS, Beth, thank you. International News Service, I'd like to credit the sources. International News Service flashes the word that General MacArthur is supreme over the Emperor of Japan. He becomes the Allied boss. The AP, meanwhile, that I've started to read has now started up again. President Truman announced 7 p.m. Eastern wartime tonight, Japanese acceptance of surrender terms. The AP does not use the word full, but our previous information did contain the word full, full acceptance. Paul White's coming to stand beside me with the first take of Prime Minister Attlee's speech. And let us see. Mr. Attlee says Japan has today surrendered. The last of our enemies is defeated. Now down in Washington, one of our Columbia correspondents who helped to get the news to us so quickly, Bill Henry, is standing by. This is Bob Trout in New York. We're going to switch you quickly now to Washington. Bill Henry reporting. Bob, this is Bill Henry in the mobile transmitter just across from the White House, and I will read you the statement by the President, dated August 14, 1945. This is the statement. I have received this afternoon a message from the Japanese government in reply to the message forwarded to that government by the Secretary of State on August 11. I deem this reply a full acceptance of the Potsdam Declaration, which specifies the unconditional surrender of Japan. In the reply, there is no qualification. Arrangements are now being made for the formal signing of surrender terms at the earliest possible moment. General Douglas MacArthur has been appointed the Supreme Allied Commander to receive the Japanese surrender. Great Britain, Russia, and China will be represented by high-ranking officers. Meantime, the Allied Armed Forces have been ordered to suspend offensive action. The proclamation of VJ Day must wait upon the formal signing of the surrender terms by Japan. Following is the Japanese government's message accepting our terms. It's headed, Communication of the Japanese Government of August 14, 1945, addressed to the governments of the United States, Great Britain, the Soviet Union, and China. With reference to the Japanese government's note of August 10th regarding their acceptance of the provisions of the Potsdam Declaration, and the reply of the governments of the United States, Great Britain, the Soviet Union, and China, sent by American Secretary of State Burns under the date of August 11th,
the Japanese government have the honor to communicate to the governments of the four powers as follows. First, His Majesty the Emperor has issued an imperial rescript regarding Japan's acceptance of the provisions of the Potsdam Declaration. Second, His Majesty the Emperor is prepared to authorize and ensure the signature by his government and the Imperial General Headquarters of the necessary terms for carrying out the provisions of the Potsdam Declaration. His Majesty is also prepared to issue his commands to all the military, naval, and air authorities of Japan and all the forces under their control, wherever located, to cease active operations, to surrender arms, and to issue such other orders as may be required by the Supreme Commander of the Allied Forces for the execution of the above-mentioned terms. This is Bill Henry. I have read you the latest bulletins that have come from the White House front, and I return you now to CBS in New York.
This is Columbia's news headquarters in New York. Our last great enemy is defeated. The Second World War is at an end. Ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem. Itself. The Second World War is over. To recapitulate very briefly, President Truman announced that the Japanese have accepted the surrender terms of the United Nations, accepted them fully with no qualifications, while our correspondent Bill Henry in Washington was giving us the details of President Truman's brief, dramatic, and supremely historic news conference. The Prime Minister of Great Britain, Clement Attlee, was broadcasting to the British people. In a moment or two, we're going to let you hear the Prime Minister's words, but first, Mr. White's just handing me a bulletin which says that VJ Day will not be proclaimed until after the formal signing of the surrender terms by Japan. The three allies in the Pacific War, Great Britain, Russia, and China, will be represented at the signing by high-ranking officers. The announcement today means the Japanese have said they will sign. They do surrender, and they will sign, but they have as yet not signed the document. So the surrender is official, but it is not formal. I think that is the best way we could put it. And now, here at Columbia's news headquarters, with Bob Trout speaking, we are going to bring you the recording we were able to make of Prime Minister Attlee's words as the Prime Minister addressed the British people at this great moment and on this great day. Actually, he spoke 9 minutes ago, 7 o'clock Eastern wartime, at the same time that the President of the United States was speaking to the correspondents in the White House. But now to bring you the Prime Minister's recording, and here it is.